From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State urges Turkey to not go too far. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warns the government against going too far while restoring order in the country. He urged the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. A state-run news agency reported that 8,777 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup Friday, sparking concern from world leaders who warn against actions that would damage constitutional order. Boris Johnson is Britain's Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs.
On Turkey, I think it's very important in view of the failed coup that we see restraint and moderation on all sides.
Now, the attempted coup will top the agenda at today's meeting of European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development in East Africa has called on forces loyal to South Sudan President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to leave Juba to be replaced by a regional protection force that would take over security in the capital. Uganda's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Henry Okello Oryem.
Today, IGAD had a meeting on South Sudan, and they re-emphasized the position that was agreed in Nairobi. But more importantly today, they emphasized the need for militarizing Juba.
In the meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the two countries to take action to stop the unraveling of the peace process. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The process of identifying the victims of the truck attack in Nice, France, continues. 84 people were killed in the Thursday night assault on the city's seaside promenade. Mohamed Lohoyez Boulel drove the truck at 90 kilometers an hour, mowing down people over a two-kilometer path. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack and said Boulel was one of their soldiers, even though his family says that Boulel did not subscribe to any extreme ideologies. François Moulin, a French prosecutor, speaks to an interpreter about Boulel.
Totalement inconnu des services de renseignement.
He is, on the other hand, completely unknown by the intelligence services on both the local and national level. He had never shown any signs of radicalization.
In the wake of the attack, French President François Hollande extended a nationwide state of emergency set to end later on this month. Gunmen shot and killed an unknown number of police in the city of Almaty in Kazakhstan. The country's National Security Committee said it has since raised the country's terror level threat to red. The identities of the suspects have not been released and a motive is not known. The attack comes just 1 month after 20 people were killed when gunmen opened fire on a military base and gun shop. A former U.S. Marine has been identified as the gunman who shot and killed three police officers and wounded three others on Sunday in the U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Authorities offered no immediate evidence that police were targeted in the shootings and did not give a possible motive. President Barack Obama, speaking on national television, condemned the killing, saying such attacks are happening far too often. He called on Americans to avoid divisive rhetoric in the aftermath of the latest violence, which he earlier had described as cowardly attacks on public servants, on the rule of law, and on civil society. SpaceX today launched its Falcon 9 rocket loaded with supplies for the International Space Station. SpaceX is a private company owned by Elon Musk. Hans Konigsmann is with SpaceX.
These are launches that only have 1 second window, so you got to get ready when the time comes. And we were ready when the time came today. So really good day. I also talked to Elon after the launch, and he was excited that the stage was back and in good health, and everything was proceeding so well. And his comment was also that if we one day people will pay less attention to this, and that's actually the day when we succeed.
The Falcon 9 rocket carries one of two docking rings for the space station, which will enable U.S. commercial space taxis to ferry astronauts to the orbiting lab. And one of the all-time great performances in golf history, Sweden's Henrik Stenson won the British Open. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.